sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil's Radio. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Lines are lighted up like a Christmas tree. Going back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, well, my career with the state was with the DNR, and so I was, you know, seeing the literature that came out there over, and it's not just the recent batch of forever chemicals. It's also the mercuries and the PCBs. There were warnings out on those for, you know, consumption for decades now, and it's because we've dumped this crap in into our waters, into our air, and it precipitates out of the air into the water, and it gets lower down in the environment into the algae, and then the little smaller creatures eat the algae, and it bioaccumulates. I mean, and that's why, you know, the larger the fish is, the more hazardous, the more of those chemicals, you know, that, you know, now the PFOBs and, you know, the PCBs and mercury you're going to find in those fish. And, I mean, these Republicans, you know, they claim to be for the sportsmen. Well, they're not for the sportsmen because, you know, now sportsmen, you really can't eat the fish. I mean, that more than, like, one meal a week or one meal a month, that in pregnant women, right, are supposed to avoid them entirely. And it is just, they don't give a rip about the environment, really. I mean, when it gets right down to it, they can talk a good game, but they don't give a rip about the environment because this stuff is, and if it's bioaccumulated in them through that, it's bioaccumulated in us through other means as well, not just eating the fish or that. These guys just don't get it. And, you know, like the fascists that they are, they're going to go along until, you know, people start, they don't care anymore. They think that they're immune to this stuff. I mean, it's like,
right,
I brought this up before in other cases where it's like Edgar Allan Poe's, you know, Mask of the Red Death. I mean, these guys, you know, the Prince of Prospero isolated himself in his palace and thought he was going to keep the disease out, and the disease made its way into his palace and got them. I mean, that these guys, you know, and there's part of me that says, you know, let these guys isolate themselves at some big confab and may the Red Death take them all. I mean, it just, and have, you know.
Right, but the thing is, they're not going to isolate themselves. They're isolating you and me, too. You know, I mean, anybody,
yeah.
And, you know, this is sad. And I'll tell you something else, Mark, which, building on what you just said, and by the way, I love the callers in this show. No other show does a guy even hear about the Mask of the Red Death, much less say anything about it. But here's the deal. It's not just fish. It's deer. It's deer up in Marinette, in that area. There are warnings on deer because deer drink water. And water and the groundwater gets into the vegetation. Deer eat it. Now, we're a deer hunting state and we're a fishing state. Is anybody bothered by the fact that you can only have certain fish once a month or once a week? And that's, you know, if you want to eat them at all, and if you've been eating a lot, go see your doctor, and a pregnant woman can't do it. The day is coming that it's not just going to be in Marinette County where you can't eat venison. The day is coming, it's going to be all over, and then these guys that love deer hunting, a lot in my family, they go up there, and what do? Shoot a deer? You can't catch and release a deer once you shoot them, okay? That's not why you shoot them, and you're not going to be eating venison. Luke, you're nodding, you're close to the microphone. We need your input.
Well, yeah, Matt from Johnson Creek, who got cut off last segment, but wanted to chime in on his second point in the conversation. His second point was going to be that the fish being infected with the PFAS chemicals and being toxic for human consumption is also going to negatively impact minorities and older retirees, two of the main populations here in Madison and around the state that depend on depend on the fishing that they do for food sources. So it's not just necessarily the gaming and hunters and fishers community that it's going to be negatively impacted by this announcement that the DNR has made. Matt's from Johnson Creek's second point was there are people who depend on these fish as a source of food and nourishment, and they are going to be the ones that they don't really have the option to not eat the fish. They're going to continue to eat it, and so we need to clean up these PFAS chemicals so that we can make sure that these communities are still able to depend on those resources for sources of food.
Okay. Okay, Matt of Johnson Creek, thank you very much for calling in. I deeply appreciate it. Luke, thank you for passing that on. And then I'll also say this. The other thing that's affected ultimately is tourism. Tourism is one of the biggest industries in this state. Tourism and agriculture, as well as manufacturing in some areas, but tourism and agriculture. At some point, when it starts getting out that it's not safe to catch the fish in this state, for whatever reason, there's a lot of people who are not going to want to eat one a week. When they go, one a week, what? I mean, if I can't eat whatever I want a week, why am I eating it at all if it has something bad in it, you know? And then, really, when it comes out that you can't eat the deer in some counties, the venison, and deer don't, there's no county fences. And deer can't read, see, they don't have eyeglasses. So they come up to, say, they're up in Marinette County, and suddenly there's no sign that says, okay, now you're in what, Brown County, Econo County? Deer go wherever they want. They go wherever they want. And what's going to happen is, as it goes around and as more of these waters get infected, why would you come to Wisconsin? And even if you're in Wisconsin, why would you go to northern and western Wisconsin? Why would you go there for recreation? Yeah, water skiing, I like that. Yeah, swimming, yeah, sailing, that kind of thing, hanging out in the woods and all that, terrific. But a lot of people go there to fish and hunt. They simply do. They simply do. And if forever chemicals have infected our water, that is badly going to affect tourism, badly going to affect a major business in this state. The Republican Party, one of the callers pointed this out, that they so-called talk a good game, but actually I don't even think they talk a good game. I don't think Voss talks any kind of game. Voss goes, well, you know, the DNR, you know, when I first got involved in politics in Wisconsin back in the 1970s and 80s, there were right-wingers back then. The Republican Party said that DNR means damn near Russia, okay? These were idiots. They were imbeciles then, and they are now. And I said as much back then, and I'm saying it again now. The DNR came out with warnings about limits. Voss put it aside. Voss put it aside. Lame duck legislation. Voss is governor. That's what he thinks. Evers has got to push back a heck of a lot harder than he has against this kind of being pushed around. But as a practical matter, the people whom Voss gets his money for don't hunt and fish. They do not hunt and fish. There's some CEOs that hunt and fish, but not many. There are many more people in union halls that hunt and fish. They vote Democratic, and nobody cares about them. Ultimately, nobody's going to care about tourism in this state. Think about that. Think about that hard. Then take a good look at your local politicos who talk a good game. They show up at a meeting. They go, yeah, well, we got to do something about, you know, forever chemicals. Yeah, we got to do something about that. It's shameful, shameful. They're impotent chorus. They chirp like bullfrogs right on the edge of the pond. They never go in the water. They never do anything. I'm tired of them. Very, very, very tired of them. And I'm making this pitch in Dane County itself, 92.7 FM. You are the proto-environmentalist. Do something about it. It's your own water you can't fish in, and pretty soon you won't be able to eat the deer that are taken anywhere in Dane County. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more after the break.